economic gains in 2012 in California and across the North Bay may not be steady, but they will happen, slowly. That, in essence, was the forecast offered by two featured speakers at Sonoma State University's annual Economic Outlook Conference. State Controller John Chang noted that job growth in the state last year was among the strongest in the nation, even though unemployment remains very high.
We're making progress, but it is slow progress. During the recession, California lost approximately and officially about 1.4 million jobs. Unofficial numbers were over 2 million. Last year, we picked back up 240,000 plus jobs. So we still have a long way just to get to the pre-recession levels.
Chang acknowledged that the state's red ink will continue to complicate recovery efforts, but said he believes progress is being made.
We reduced the structural deficit last year. Governor Brown calls it a wall of debt. We have to understand that it's going to take time to eliminate that wall of debt. We're going to need a strong, sustained effort for the next few years. Spending can't continue to be as it has been in the past, and there are going to have to be sacrifices.
As we move toward the November election, the controller predicted that Californians will be faced with a clear, if difficult, choice: to accept higher taxes or brace for still more deep and painful cuts to education spending, especially for grades K through 12. But even before that, Chang said, he intends to use the full power of his office to press the legislature to adopt a balanced budget before the end of June, or see their paychecks withheld again.
The voters said there shall be no appropriation for legislators if they don't pass a budget in time. There was another constitutional provision passed by the voters that said you have to pass a balanced budget. And so I will enforce the voters' will to make sure that they pass a budget that is balanced.
Offering the conference a more localized perspective for the North Bay, Dr. Robert Eiler, director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis at SSU, suggested the outlook for the rest of the year should be brightest for two of the region's most important and interlocking economic sectors: tourism and wine.
I think that we're going to see the wine industry specifically in 2012 see a pretty decent year, because we've seen the global issues around wine come back and contract on the supply side and increase on the demand side. I think we will see tourism have a pretty decent year. We'll actually see enhanced and continued growth in tourism. The big question marks are, will we see construction come back, and what's going to happen with technology?
Eiler adds that housing and construction will almost certainly be one of the last areas to recover.
You're not going to get it back very soon because there's not incentives in the housing market to build new construction on both sides. Developers do not have the incentive to take on as large a debt as they used to because the housing prices, the trajectory there doesn't support taking on a major investment, and the consumer is not buying houses at the same rate.
Overall, Eiler says the key is not consumer spending, but a need for increased investment in businesses and jobs.
We have to recognize that it's investment, not the consumer, that's really the thing that's keeping us down. It's actually getting businesses to take business ideas, make investments behind them, and hire behind them to propel us forward. That has still not recovered since the recession began.
There is strong growth potential for businesses in the area that export products beyond the North Bay, Eiler concluded. His advice? Think regionally, sell globally. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.